Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coal face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome, Mr. Creamer.
Thanks, Caesar.
Well, we hear that the South African mining industry has committed itself to an era of zero harm by 2013. Is it on track to attain that crucial target?
Well, you know, these 30 CEOs of mining companies came together and they decided that, safety has to be brought into South Africa's mines, and they brought in the watchword zero harm by 2013. Well, there's just been a 104-page study by a social scientist who says, I can tell you, this is not going to happen. And this is Dr. Philip Frankel. And his biggest finding in his study, and he's also done studies of the military, is that the organizational development of some of these mines is underdevelopment. It's immature. So even if you put a very good behavioral safety system, if you superimpose on it, it's not going to work because the organizational underbelly is immature. And he's saying that some of these mines haven't come into the new democratic South Africa. You know, they're still behind. And you know, we're killing 138 people a year. Well, we killed 138 people in mines last year. We injured many, many more. And of course, the statistics are coming down. But he's saying to actually get through this, we've got good procedures. You can't actually bring in something from Canada or somewhere else. It's got to be tailored to South Africa because we've got particular circumstances. And a lot of people are using Canadian solutions and Australian solutions. And he's saying they're superimposing them on organizational underdevelopment that needs to be matured. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's saying the laws are good. We've got great laws. The government can even come in and close mines. But often, it's done in a ham-handed way, and there's undercapacity in the Department of Mineral Resources as well. Not enough experienced people to police these laws, to enforce these laws. So you've got this outlook that we're not going to solve
now, the safety problem. Now, these CEOs who've made this pledge, do they publish anything of how they will do the accountability situation and the strategy that they're going to follow, other than just importing solutions?
Well, a lot of strategy. I mean, the Chamber of Mines has got all sorts of hubs going, and I mean, they're really working hard. But he's saying to them directionally, in his opinion, as a social scientist, you're on the wrong track.
Mining law snarl-ups have damaged South Africa as an investment destination. Is our minerals treasure chest big enough to turn adversity into opportunity?
You know, we've had a lot of adversity at the moment. We've had the Kumba saga. We've had the Lonmin saga. This has created people are shivering and shaking in the investment community because the bedrock of our community is the rule of law. You know, once you start moving away from that, people start thinking, well, we've got no security of tenure. What's going to happen to our investment? I mean, so many journalists are being taken by major companies into off-the-record briefings at the moment. You know, we're being told we're going X growth in South Africa. We're going to not concentrate here. We're going to de-emphasize South Africa. This is very bad. It's against the background of this mining law snarl-up. Now, it needn't have happened, and there are also some positive things. Now, do we have the treasure chest to lift ourselves out of this? We've got a treasure chest second to none. I mean, Citibank has just told us that we have got assets in the ground that are worth 18 trillion rand. I'm talking trillion. And second are Russia and Australia, far behind. So we've got this leverage that we can use. What we need is a good legislative backbone. And I think, although Susan Chibangu, the Minister of Mineral Resources, has done quite well, I mean, she's said, we acknowledge we're wrong. There's ambiguity in the law. We're going to change it. We're going to bring in proper systems. We're going to have transparency as far as licensing is concerned. There's always a time lag. And, you know, that time lag, people go elsewhere. When they go elsewhere, we don't create wealth. When we don't create wealth, we don't create jobs. When we don't create jobs, we create an unemployment situation that is untenable. Already, the Minister of Finance is saying he's very worried about the unemployment situation and how to get this joblessness out of the way. The mining law snarl-up doesn't help. We need to sort it out.
Now, Botswana has expressed confidence that it will emerge from its diamond hit research next year. Is that confidence well-founded in your view?
I think it is because, you know, at all the investment conferences I go to, Botswana is being held up as the number one. That is the place to go in Africa. There's certainty. They give you security of tenure. They're competitive as far as investment is concerned. If you look at the Fraser Institute, on all their surveys now, you know, they put South Africa not too high up. They put Zimbabwe right on the bottom. They put Botswana right on the top in Africa all the time, consistently, over and over again. And you can see now that, you know, the Minister of Minerals, Gabaki, he's saying we're going to introduce additional improvements to our legislation, And we've also gone into budget deficit to make sure that there's infrastructure. Now, their diamonds, you know, they are one-trick pony as far as diamonds are concerned. From their economic point of view, they too heavily dependent on diamonds. And when the diamond price fell out of bed, I mean, in 2009, 2008, it went from 33 million carats to 17 million carats there. I mean, it hit them very badly. But because of the confidence people have in that country, and because of the fact that they are continually improving their legislative framework, people support them. And now they're saying that they can give a mining license, they want, that's their target, in 30 days.
What?
We take 12 months, you know, and that's it often doesn't happen in 12 months. They want to give it in 30 days. They say that if you want a diamond export permit, they want to give it to you in 2 days. This is the new thinking there. So they're competitive, always compounding, bringing in new things.
Are they feeling the threat of Zimbabwe now? Because Zimbabwe is putting up a $20 million plant now to try and beneficiate their diamonds, the Maranga diamonds.
Exactly. And Maranga could be bigger than people imagine. So it would be a competitive environment for them. But I can tell you, on the investor scale,
that is the key.
Zimbabwe is on the lowest rung of hell, and Botswana is up in the clouds.
Martin Creamer, as always, is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, and he will be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.